some people forgot to do basics. They don't do basics and they therefore get some injuries.
Before we jump into this interview, I want to excuse for the bad audio quality, but I still want to upload this video because I think it contains a lot of value and a lot of people ask for Vladimir. So yeah, here it is. Enjoy and thanks a lot for your support, Gorillaz. Yo, Gorillaz, welcome to the next episode of the Athlete Insider podcast by Gornation. My name is Phil and today's guest is, I looked it up, a bouncy ball, a freestyle athlete, a crazy explosive guy from Russia. I'm really happy to have you here, Vladimir. And yeah, like I will try to pronounce your name, Tyukhanov.
Yeah, Vladimir Tyukhanov, yeah.
Tyukhanov, okay, so yeah. Happy to have you here, mostly known like aka as Vladimir Freestyle Bar for a lot of you, and yeah, happy to have you here, happy to talk with you, welcome.
Thank you much for that I enjoy this interview because I really fell in love in Gornation, like you have a very good attitude for all athletes. Yes, you are very kind and you like a face of this brand. And I really appreciate what you do. So that's really cool. And I feel very proud to wear your clothes, your wrist straps, and to be like a part of you. Yes.
Nice. That's great to hear. Thank you. Yeah, let's introduce yourself to the people who don't know you or who want to know how you introduce yourself. Who is Vladimir?
Okay. I will try to explain it from different points, like from different views, because I am not only the athlete. I start from the athlete topic. For example, 11 years ago, I started doing the parkour and free running stuff at age about 12 years old. Now I'm 23, I'm like teenage, and about 3 years I was doing the parkour, freestyle, just free running without the bars. In Russia, in this time, there weren't any like street workouts. We didn't know about it, but we just tried something on the bars, and from that times I started, and in 2012 year there was my first competition, and everything was started from that point. I really liked to film myself on a video, and that was my hobby. Okay, and in school I have a hobby like a film making. I really was keen on some cinema 4D, Adobe After Effects, some video makers will be, they know about what I'm speaking. And that was my hobby. And when the school was over, I was really disappointed that there weren't any time for training. So in 11th class, the main the main thing which I did is like only study. So and now I have graduated from the university, so 7 years. 7 years. I was really upset because I had to make a combination between sports and study. So many people can see my like ups and downs about my level. It's really difficult to keep it on one level. And and to train continuously. Only now I can train like how much I want. But 7 years ago, all this time, I couldn't afford myself that. So now I'm the engineer technologist, So I can design factories in machine engineering. And for example, this is my specialization, but I don't feel myself going to that way. Yes, that interest for me, that interesting for me, but not so worth doing that thing.
Yeah.
So now I'm engineer and calisthenics coach, for example.
Nice. Like this. And you're with the workout show. You're active in Russia. Yeah. What is the workout show? What do you do?
A good question. It is my project workout show. The main purpose of this project is to make some spectacular show programs, and I will make a flashback in my previous experience. So when I was in every competition, always I didn't need any judges' improvement, like judges' points. I make a show not for judges. I always make a show for spectaculars around me, for people around me. And it is difficult to do this on the competition because all in all, you are in rules. You have some borders and you can't be as well creative as you want. So all in all, you have to compete. But workout show is for people. It's like commercial product. We just make a show and people buy this show. Yes, for example, just we are not athletes, we are like artists. Yep.
Okay. Nice.
Anyways.
That's it?
I think yes. But I can talk something more, but now I have a bit problems with my English. For me, it's a bit difficult to explain all stuff what I want. So I have to choose the only one way how I can explain.
Okay.
Yes, it is not the best way.
It's all good. And like you're mostly known for your extreme dynamics. So basically, where did you get this explosivity? Like how did you get your moves that explosive? What does your training look like?
Oh, thank you much. I think that when you improve your physics, like street lifting, you maybe know, yes, when you work with some extra weight, this really improve you in explosive stuff. So your weight, your own weight after this is really easy. For example, like plyometric exercises and something else. And honestly, I don't use much strength in dynamics. I just use right technique. I just feel how to do some elements in most rational way, the most effective way. When people try to do dynamics only by the strength, it's like it is not effective. Yeah, so it's like maybe 20% of strength only. Yes, and we can see many athletes who don't do any physics, like exercises like pull-ups, push-ups. They don't do a street lifting, but still they have really explosive style also. But when people in dynamics work by legs, that's good. Many people like miss this point. Like everybody work only by hands, and it's difficult to swing. It's difficult to do some transfers and something like this.
Yep. Okay, so the secret to like explosive and like dynamics is in one sentence, what is the secret?
Secret, I think that more in legs, in how your legs work and how your body feel all the timing. So you have the element and you have to make all movements in right timing. So therefore you can be like resonance, you know, like you will do the element in effective way. And the second one is like it's like just option. You can train physics. When you have some difficulties in technique, you have some problems, mistakes a little bit, you can make a big compensation by your strength. Yeah. Like this. Okay.
Get it. Okay. And like, what does your training look like? Do you do street lifting? Do you like, do you just do freestyle? How does it look like?
Mm-hmm. Usually, most part is like freestyle. And maybe once a week, it will be street lifting. Because when you have already reached some point in physics, in your statement, yeah, you can only just save your condition. You don't need to train it 3 times per week. You just have to train like once a week or once in 2 weeks, and it will be enough for you. But if you want to compete in some group thing, of course you have to train more, yeah, to improve your level.
Okay. Because I didn't know that you do street lifting, because you don't post a lot about it, right?
Yes, it's quite boring. Just like guy pull up, make only pull-ups and push-ups, and only people who do this, they can compare themselves with people who do this. For example, when I was younger, like I didn't try anything with some extra weight. For me, results of people who do this, like, make no sense. I didn't know, like, it's cool or not, because I didn't try that. But if you watch some elements, the element is really spectacular. And people who didn't try it, they already know that it's cool.
Okay.
And it's very spectacular.
What are some achievements in street lifting that you have? Like, tell us some uh-huh. Personal records.
Mm-hmm. Okay. 32 kilograms extra weight and push-ups on the P-bars 33 times. Yes.
33.
And the pull-ups.
Okay.
33 times with a 32 kilograms extra weight. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And pull-ups with a 24 kilograms. I did 19 okay. times, like this. But it was just a short experience when there was a winter in Moscow. Mm. Of course, when it is in winter, you are short in your choice, like which gym for training. We don't have many gyms in Moscow, about 2 or 3. Convenient gyms, yes, and all of them, most of them are gymnastics, just like one bar, bouncy bar. I hate them, only them. So it's really strange. Like Moscow is really big city, it's really cool comparing to Europe cities. Yes, it's really cool, but street lifting, street workout parks are not so convenient. For example, in Netherlands, Barmania is really better than Kangaroo Pro for me, because they built their parks for athletes, not for business. The priority is athletes like this. And I really appreciate it. The long bars, a little bit bouncy, a little bit, yeah. The grip is perfect. Yep.
Oh, okay. Didn't know that. So let's talk about your schedule for the week. You said once per week you do street lifting. How does your workout schedule for the week look like?
Mm-hmm. When I was in the university, I trained only once a week, only street lifting.
Wow.
So yes, usually like 7 months per year. I train only like this. maybe 2 times per week if there are some like good time. Now I prefer train like mostly start from dynamics when I have some calluses in my wrists, in my arms. I do statics. Usually I don't like statics. Okay. For me it's boring. Yes. And for me, very convenient to train 3 times per week, about maybe 3 hours one training like this.
Okay. And what was the hardest move that you've learned so far? What was the hardest, let's say, dynamics move?
It is a 540. When I take like do 360 and half swing more, and you take like this by two hands. Maybe yeah. You have seen that.
Yeah,
and,
from you.
I'm really surprised. Yes, but I'm really surprised that people don't want to try that. I don't know why. 720 is more difficult than I consider like this. Yeah, and this one is most difficult for me. Because it's like unpredictable. Where is your grip there?
Yeah.
And I didn't do this element on training, never. So the first time when I did, it was in Poland in the competition Battle of the Bars. It was my first time. I was like, whoa. The training before, I just like touched the bar like this. But I didn't catch the bar because I was afraid to get injury. If I get injury before the competition, it was like awful. For me, it's better to get injury on the competition. All in all, you will have the good video. Yes. Okay, yes, that's the most difficult for me.
Okay, because you're like in the Netherlands, we met at a competition from Royal Bars, and you did the 540 like catching with this grip as well, but you landed in the elbow with the bar. Was it was it meant to do that like this, or was it, did you want to catch it with the hands?
Yes, I wanted to catch the both elbows. Yes, like here, okay. But it was my fail that the second elbow was late.
Yeah.
So yeah, but now I see the video. That's okay. That's good also. But yeah. It was a fail. Yeah, it was fail for me.
Mm. Okay. And so the advice that you would give somebody to learn a move, a hard move, like what mindset do you need to be able to learn such a move?
Yeah. So. From what he should begin, yeah, in a hard move. For me, that I really like scary person. For me, everything is like very, oh, shit, it's very scary. I prefer to design some leading stuff. So you have to simulate conditions where you will do this element. For example, you can replace the bar, the metal bar, by the rope. You can do transfer above the rope, so it is very safety, yeah. And then you can replace it a little bit by the bar, putting the mats above the bar. If there is no like forgot some second thing you can do is just imagine some leading stuff in two elements. For example, if you do like palm spin, yeah? You know, a palm spin? If you do this on the bar, just you can do this on the some bench. You can do this everywhere, on the soft cover, on that place where you don't be injured for me is better. Okay. But some people are not scared, they just like try element in that in that way, which it will be final. So that's cool, but that it's very risky. You can make many injuries after this.
Did you have any
body?
Yeah. Sorry,
injuries. Yeah, because your body is not prepared for this element. You didn't be in this position. You didn't know this position, for example, spinning, and it can be like unpredictable for yourself, and it can lead on for injuries.
Okay. Did you have any injuries during your street workout journey?
Mm-hmm. I think that only some bruises, some stretch of my joints. Only these injuries are always with me. But some serious ones, I don't have. Only like I have the cut here after the backflip. I did a backflip from a fence and I didn't jump back. I just like hurt by my head, and that's only one serious injury. But now I feel great. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. And
your wrist wraps really save our wrists.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, usually use them, really. That's and great. I like that you can choose the tension there, like doing like this.
That's true. Like that's what a lot of people don't know about these wrist wraps, is that you can turn them to make them harder or with less support. So during a handstand, you need more movement and less support, and so you can unlock them a little bit. What advice would you give to a beginner? Like, let's say, what advice would you give yourself 3 years back now?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I have one general advice, like in case of calisthenics career, yeah, for example, maybe some people like convinced that they will be a coach, yeah. If some young people are in school now and they didn't make a choice yet, so for them I want to say that they should choose some medicine direction, yeah, and therefore they can combine their coaching stuff very very effective. So I'm engineer. That's the bullshit. No, it's can't be combined. 7 years I was like in two directions, two opposite directions. For me it was difficult to make something like resonative these both ways. So it's the first like how to say this
advice.
It is the first advice. Yeah, advice. The second one. Some people forgot to do basics. They don't do basics, and they therefore get some injuries trying some difficult elements. For example, they do 360 and they catch the bar like this. And their shoulders are pain really much. Some people say me that, Vladimir, my grip is not so hard. How I can improve this? And they send me the video of 360. So they catch the bar like this. And I say that it is problem not in the grip. The problem is in your 360, in your physics and something else. It's the second one advice. The third advice is about risk. You have to make a good balance between risk, between something like you convinced that you can do. Usually when you are convinced that you can do, you feel like heartbeat. When you really have a big fear, your heart is not beating, like, you know, your body is far not prepared for this. So you have to feel your body and don't do something for your like friends. You know, some friends say that just do, go, and they will encourage you, but they don't believe in you, and don't take big risk. That's third advice. I don't know, about maybe four, maybe three will be enough.
Three is already really good.
Okay, I think that's maybe now it's enough.
Okay. How does your nutrition look like? How do you eat to stay healthy and strong?
I just like to eat some healthy food. For me, it is really easy to get extra weight, like to be more fat, to be more like to be more fit in muscles. For me, it's really easy to become high in weight. Yes, so I usually like running. I'm usually like some active sports when I can get rid of my extra fat. And my goal in nutrition is to consume less harmful and very energetical food. So I try to get rid of this. But in the other hand, I know that it's difficult to live without it. Once upon a time, before the Poland competition, I tried to do one experience with sugar. So I just tried to get rid of this. So some yogurt, some products which contain sugar, I just got rid of this. And after 1 week, I felt myself very, very good. But I don't know if it is only one way to feel like this. I think that now I can feel myself in the same condition, consuming sugar. So I don't want to say people like just like it is only white, it is only right way, get rid of sugar. No, it just was my experience. I'm not vegan, I'm not vegetarian. For me, food is like a source of something pleasant. And I forgot the word.
Yeah, joy and
enjoy. I'm enjoy this. Yeah,
I get what I mean.
And we are athletes. In sweet workout, it's like we don't have to count all calories. We don't have to be very patient about our body, about like milligrams of something. So we are quite we have a freedom here more than some people who build their body and who have the first reason. The first purpose is like to build their self body. No, I don't have this.
Okay. Get it. What is your goal for this year? What are your goals in sports and maybe private life?
Mm-hmm. For me now, the first goal is to develop my project workout show. I really want to make more spectacular events. Before that, I was in university, so it was difficult to me to work in this project. So we have just like some show programs by source of inviting other people, us. But now I want to work on on invitation from me. We only had some invitations from others. Yes, like just we didn't do nothing. Yeah, we only just was waiting for some commercial requirements. Yeah, but now I want to do it to do this work by myself, and I think that it will improve this project. And then I want to continue my coaching process, and I really want to improve my knowledge there. In the future, I want to be in a sphere of rehabilitology. So, because for me, being just a coach, it will be quite boring when I will face with Plato. For example, when you are stuck in this routine, it's really boring, and when you don't learn something new, you will it will be boring. Okay. Again, like this. So it is my plans. Maybe after some quarantine, if I will know about the situation, maybe I will do some workshop like Netherlands. I did once.
Sounds good.
In dynamics workshop.
Nice.
Yep.
I bet people can learn quite some crazy moves from you in dynamics.
Oh, thank you. If there is some dimension in Germany, you can say.
Yeah. Like I think people would love to. Like in Germany, dynamics are not that big. So basically, in Germany, the people are doing a lot of street lifting, weighted calisthenics, sets and reps. But there are still like some freestyle hotspots like Frankfurt. There are like Flying Courage, La Twist. So there are quite some dynamics athletes. But yeah, why not? I like the idea. What animal do you prefer, dogs or cats?
Dogs. That's a good question. And you?
I prefer dogs, I think.
Dogs?
Yeah. I love animals. You,
just like you wanted to say cats, but after me.
Yeah, I wanted to. No. What is your favorite food? Is it burger or pizza?
Oh, that's the most difficult question. Yeah. I don't know. Like, it's like, what you prefer most, mother or father?
Okay.
It's about that. Maybe.
Maybe it's a pizza. Good comparison.
Maybe pizza. Italian people. Yeah.
Nice. Okay. What was your best location ever for holidays?
America, the state Connecticut. Yeah, I was in a competition there. Yeah.
Wow.
I think yes.
What competition was it?
It was some small collective, bar junkies, and the state Connecticut is really not full of athletes. I think that all America is like the calisthenics there is not very improved. I was invited in 2016, and I took a first place there against Bolo. Bolo, maybe you know him.
Yeah.
Yes, he is now in the Brooklyn Zoo. He trained there much.
Yeah.
Good guy. Yep.
So and who, that was, who won the battle?
Me.
Nice.
Yep. Boom.
Congrats. Nice. Who is your favorite calisthenics athlete? Do you have a hero? Do you have a list of your top three athletes that you follow?
I don't have some heroes, but I know that I really like to see always Melnik. Everybody loves them. because he is very, very, very spectacular person. All what he do what he does is like a cool drop. It's like, you know, you have less information, and then it less, then more value of this information. Like, we can see that Melnik is not like a blogger. He make drops really seldom, but very, very good. I like really Dan Rosenberg, Tom Rosenberg. I like their character, Melnik character. What more? Of course, everybody loves license. in Russia. In Ukraine more. Kirill Karabut, Zavadsky. I think that Ukraine is full of beasts. Like, yeah. I don't know. Maybe they have better genetics than Russians. I don't know. In Russia, it's really difficult. Kuznetsov Dmitry. Yes, in Russian, it's really difficult because some people, athletes in Russia, can be very good athletes, but they will be very bad bloggers. So they can do, but they can't show. I think that now I can't remember some other person, but it can be from Germany. I forgot his name. He do crazy stuff in one gym, some dynamics. You may saw him. I'm really I forgot his name.
In a gym, a German guy, Flying Courage, La Twist.
One more.
Alex Kavinsky.
No, okay. We'll forget this.
Okay, just forget it. I feel sorry for the German guy if he doesn't get mentioned, because in Germany there are so few dynamics guys. But if you remember this guy, send it to me and we will put it in the description, and we will reward everybody who listened to the interview until now. It's he can look it up, and
In Russia we have some new direction of the street workout is freestyle bar. So my nickname consists from this. Freestyle bar, it is not dynamics. It is like you know, in breakdance there are power move when people do some tricks, and they're dance. They can dance, they can make power moves. So freestyle bar, it's like dance with dynamics. Mm-hmm. In Russia, there are very cool guy, Mikhail Kostyrin. He is very, very creative guy. And even Pasha Boss, I think that yesterday, posted him that Pasha Boss was inspired by him as a really good guy, but he's not famous in abroad. Yes, only in Russia. It's famous a bit. Yeah.
Okay. Nice. Let's switch to the next question. Do you have a favorite book?
Favorite book? For me, I was quite interesting by reading Shantaram. It's about Indian. The prisoner was run out from the prison, and he explored to the India, and there in this book, in a beautiful way, the author described about his life after. Mm-hmm. Yeah, really cool. Okay. But honestly, I like to read some literature when I can receive some knowledges. I mostly like this. But I can't mention some favorite there.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Good. But we will put your book into the description as well. The best calisthenics event you've ever been at?
The best calisthenics event? Good question. It's like, you know, I have thousands of flashbacks now in my mind. Okay. In case, how cool it was organized, maybe. I think that Hong Kong World Cup stage, I was a judge there. Yes, and I really like how Sizon and Kevin did this event. How many small particular some
details,
yeah, they just like they got them all, yeah, they just like very experienced organizers.
Nice, sounds good. And then the last question, but I already know the answer: dynamics or statics, what do you prefer?
Statics. no, for me, of course, dynamics, because it is interesting, but sometimes I hate dynamics. Sometimes I really hate it because it is unpredictable. Sometimes you can, sometimes you can't. But all in all, for example, after a big break in your training routine, it is really easy to recover your dynamics. It's more easy than statics. Statics require many continuously training. Yep.
Okay. So we're coming to an end of the interview. Already a big thank you to you. How can people get in touch with you? How can they ask you something? Where can they reach out to you?
Oh, of course, in Instagram. I'm answer many people there. Yep, of course.
So all your social media channels will be also in the description, your YouTube channel, your Instagram channel. Yeah, and we also had the question, when will you be active on YouTube again?
So now I ended my university. Yes, I had a 7 years a long break, but now I will become a blogger. So from this September, I really will be more free for this. So for Gornation videos also, because that time the quarantine there, the camp, there wasn't bars. So it was really difficult to make a good content, because I don't like to make a bad content. I have a level inside my mind which I have to be more higher than this level. I don't like to make some bullshit, sorry. Yep.
Okay, good. So everyone looking for your social media channels in the description.
From this September, yeah.
Nice, that's good. Mm-hmm. And yeah, thanks for your time. Thanks to everyone listening to this till the end. It's already still a long interview. And I want to say thank you to everyone listening to this till the end. Thanks for taking this time. And also thanks to you, Vladimir, for taking the time for this interview. And before you can end this episode and say goodbye to the people, I want to say goodbye and say, if you want to let this series continue, comment down below who should be interviewed next. And rate this episode, give it a thumbs up, give it a subscribe, whatever you want. And now, Vladimir, you can end the episode. Thank you.
Thank you much for invitation and a cool conversation, bro. I hope someday we will meet together somewhere.
Yes.